evening, church. On the 30th of this month will be 17 years since I came through the threshold of that building. And you might ask, why does she remember that date so clearly? It's because it was my birthday. So on the 30th of March 2003, I walked through that church threshold into this church community. And I have to say that as I walked through that door, I felt very welcomed. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of this church community. Now, I think that the first thing about, first and foremost about a church community is that we're here to worship God. And the second thing, I think, is for us to fellowship and get connected to one another, to learn from one another. I've got to check my notes. To learn from one another. A church community is a gift from God to us, just as our pastors are our gift from God to us. It's a place where we come, you know, where lives get changed, a place where we can look after each other, where we care for each other, where we help those who are in need. I'm speaking about the church community. I will speak about the community after. It's a place where we come to use our gifts. Everybody has got gifts and talents. It could be a small thing. It could be a big thing. But I think God has given everybody a gift. Now, those gifts that God gives to us, I think we should really concentrate on using those gifts for his kingdom, for the church. The church I left to come here, when I left that church, I didn't leave for any particular reason. I left because I'd moved areas. And when I was at that church, it was like a handful, literally a handful of people there. And I did more or less everything in that church. And I remembered, I didn't preach and I didn't collect the offering or anything like that, but I did most of the things there because there was just nobody there to do anything. So I did most of the things there. And I remembered, I said to myself, when I come to another church, I am not going to do anything. I am going to come to this church, not this particular church, but whichever church I went to, I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to sit at the back and do nothing. Well, lo and behold, I didn't realize that God had other plans for me. So when you're planning something, make sure God is in the midst of it. Because I was planning without God, but God had other plans for me. When I came to Romford Baptist Church, and I saw the size of the church, I was overwhelmed. And I thought, thank you, God, I don't have to do nothing. I can just sit at the back and get lost. But like I said, God had other plans. One of the other things I said to myself, I'd like to work with children. Although I said I didn't want to do anything, I did say to myself I wanted to work with children. Well, I hadn't been at this church long, a few months, couple of months or so, and I was approached by Patrick. I think he was a youth minister at the time. And the first question he asked me was, do you come to the Sunday evening services? And I said, yes. He said, in that case, would you like to help out in the children's Sunday school? But because I had said to myself I'd like to work with children, what could I say? So I said yes. And he said to me, do it once a week for each month, once every month, and I will come back to you and ask you if you want to carry on, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm not sure how long it took Patrick to leave this church, but I can assure you that he never came back to me and asked me anything. And 17 years later, I'm still helping out in the Sunday school. But I just want to say, you know, that for everything that I do for our church community, I feel so blessed. And I am very happy to do what it is I do. And I know that what I do in this church family is nothing compared to what God has done for me on that cross. And I am so happy and so happy to serve him. You know, being a part of the church community, it brings edification. You know, you get encouragement. You know, it helps us to grow quickly. You know, especially when you're in like-minded people. I often hear people say you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Well, I don't agree with that, you know, because the Bible tells us that we should not forsake our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Unless we are here to encourage one another and to learn from one another, then the church community will be dead. So we need a church community, because we need to be able to, like I said, you know, pray for each other, help each other, you know, use our gifts to build this church, you know, to give God the glory. And there is so many things that needs to be done in this church, and there's so many areas where help are needed. And I'm just asking people, probably not you so much, but, you know, there's so many things that we need to build this church community. There's a lot of areas, you know, where help are needed, and one person can't do it. And there's a lot of people who are getting on in age, and they're struggling. You know, I was speaking to one lady last week, and she was crying, and she was making me cry. And I said to her, you know, you really need to, you know, stop doing the things you're doing. You're getting on the age, you're tired. And she said, yes, I agree with you, but how can I? She said, and we really need for people to come forward and, you know, work for God. You know, you're doing the work that you're doing in this church community. You're not doing it for the pastors. You're not doing it for the leadership team. You know, we're doing it so that we can glorify God. And I feel happy when I'm able to do things, you know, for God. There's many times I've been asked to do things in the church and I've turned it down. And it's because I don't feel like I'm capable of doing it. I feel, you know, a little bit inadequate. So I say no, but I can tell you that whenever I say no to things, it really bothers my conscience. And I feel like I'm, you know, letting, you know, God down. The church community is here. It's not exclusive. You know, we're here to help others also out into the community. I think about, you know, we have like the meeting place where lots of things goes on out there, you know, where we're reaching out to the community. You know, we have other things like the parents and toddlers. I've been here where I've been to the blood bank. You know, so the church is here to encourage people out into the community, bring people in from the community as well. You know, there's probably lots of people in here who are qualified, skilled people, you know, where we can set aside, where we can, you know, invite people in. You know, you may have skilled people from social services, housing, or the like. You know, we could set up times when people can come in and get, like, advice. So we're here as well, not as an exclusive entity, but where we can, you know, invite people out from the community to come in and help them, you know, as well. That's what we're here for as a community. That's what we're here for as a church community, to just not just to help the church, but to help, you know, others outside the church as well. You know, it tells us in that, you know, the church has got, he says, Corinthians 12 tells us that likens the church community to a body where every member plays a specific role. When we become part of a church family, we are given a role to play. And we really need to use the gifts and the talent and everything that we have. You know, the pastors, they get tired. And you know, when they ask us to do things, if we can, we should, you know, help, because, you know, we need to encourage them. They encourage us a lot, and we need to be there encouraging them and praying for them. And I just want to say, I just feel so privileged to be a part of this church family. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carmen. And thank you, God, that you didn't allow her to sit on the back row and stay there. And Hannah, whatever you do, don't ask her how she's doing in Sunday school. And Carmen, you might not have preached at your last church. I think you have tonight. Thank you so much.